Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Insight into Healing. My name is Alexa Servo-Didio, and I am your host, and I'm so excited to be back on the air, reconnecting with all of you, my listeners. I know it's been a few years, and a lot has been going on, but I've been getting so much outreach and people reaching out, wanting Insight into Healing to return to the air, so here I am. It's been so exciting through the years since last time we spoke. The Alexa Show has now morphed into Ask Alexa Therapy, AskAlexaTherapy.com. I'm on numerous local PBS channels here in New York, the tri-state area, and also up in Rhode Island. It's been very, very exciting. My second book, Your Walk in Life, A Guide to Transforming Your Pain into Peace, has come out. I've been doing so many book signings and different types of workbooks and book talks and workshops, and it's been just so incredible and so exciting. In the spring, I have a huge announcement. I'll be teaching my course at a local college here in New York, so I will keep you all posted. But I really wanted to come on air tonight and say I'm so excited to be back, but also to reconnect with all of you, the viewers, and really touch base with all of you to see how you have been doing. I know the pandemic has been tough on all of us, and everybody is just coming back out and reconnecting with others, trying to get back to their regular routine. And it's been tough for some, and some have been able to kind of just get back into a routine. But, you know, I think it's different. And I think there's also something that needs to be acknowledged is how this pandemic has really impacted all of us. And I think it's really important that this is a time that we really come together and bond over this, I would say, a trauma that we've all undergone during the last couple of years, and really have this make us stronger and renew our hope and our inspiration. I've been getting so many questions from you, the listeners, and also viewers from Ask Alexa Therapy. I'm doing my lives every Sunday at 6 p.m. on Instagram, Ask Alexa Therapy, and also our Facebook, Ask Alexa Therapy, where I'm asking and answering questions from you, the viewers. So please, you know, check us out every Sunday at 6 p.m. You can check out my Instagram and also Facebook pages for all of those. Also, if you do have any questions for Insight into Healing, or you'd like to be a guest on my show or for one of the lives, just send any of your questions to info@AskAlexaTherapy.com, but also insightintohealing@gmail.com. This season is going to be really great. It's going to be a little bit different. I'm going to be doing maybe one or two shows a month for Insight into Healing. We are now on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Podcasts, so I'm just really, really excited that we're just expanding and expanding so much, and it's all because of you and the support from you, the listeners. So I'm going to be really tackling a lot of tough topics, as I usually do on this show, but I also want to hear from all of you and hear your stories and your struggles and also your stories of hope and inspiration, because this Insight into Healing community has become so strong, but has become a community that really supports each other and really is a place where you, the listeners, can come together during our live chats during the show, but also online to be able to inspire each other, to give back to the community, and also keep prolonging and going through that healing process. Well, tonight I wanted to answer one of the questions that I've been getting from you, the listeners. So let's get into tonight's question. Dear Insight into Healing, welcome back. We've missed you so much. Oh, I've missed you so much, too. There are so many questions my family and I want to ask. But let's start with, how do we go back to normal living after COVID? This is really an interesting question, and I find any time there's been a loss, there's been a trauma, there's been some sort of huge life change in anyone's lives, sometimes people think they can go back to exactly what it looked like, how it was before this event occurred. We can go back to something that looks familiar, but each person, we are so unique. We are changed inside. We are adjusted inside by the way we have interpreted, been impacted, and also healed from what has happened. And I know the pandemic has been different for everyone, for all different ages, all different areas and walks of life. But I think as human beings, it was a time where we almost had to stop everything. Well, we did. We had to stop how we lived, how we socialized, how we healed, how we worked. And it was such a blindsiding moment that I think it's really important that we all are able to acknowledge it, sit with it, but I think also grieve the losses that we had, physical losses of people and friends and places that we couldn't go, but also the loss of who we were and who we are in society. Because I think what we were defined as, our jobs, where we would eat dinner, and it sounds like small things, how we went to the gym, what our daily routine is, really defined and was our sense of self to some degree, and that was so stripped away from us. So I think it's important to be able to say and look at each person differently and be able to really uniquely see how has that impacted you as an individual. And once you're able to identify that, be able to heal from it and start moving forward, then going back to living after COVID. And I don't sometimes like the word normal living because I think that almost makes people feel like there's normal and abnormal. I think things change, and as we go through different life stages and different events in our life, we evolve. So right now we are evolving as in a different way of functioning, a different way of, you know, interacting, different way of family dynamics and peer dynamics, that it's important to be able to really acknowledge that and identify it and also be able to say, okay, this was pretty traumatic. Can I start healing this process? Are there some areas in my life that I really need to address and sit down with and really explore with a professional to see if I can get closure and be able to start healing that before I can start taking that step forward? And both of these things can happen at the same time. You can be working on yourself while healing and moving forward. You don't have to have time stop and feel like you're just stuck in this one place in your life where you're not able to move forward or to heal. You can do both. And again, as I said so many times over the years on my shows, these things don't happen overnight. We are all works in progress. It takes time. And I think as time goes by, we start to see the benefits. We start to reap all the benefits from all the work that we've done. So life after COVID is going to be different in so many different ways, also because this is a new thing. This is something we haven't, individuals haven't experienced before. So this is all new territory for all of us. So make sure you're not too hard on yourself. And again, making sure that judgment isn't there, that you're really listening to yourself and hearing what you have to say, and also watch that negative self-talk and the shouldos and haves and I should be doing this, I should be doing that, and really try to tone those down and really encourage the self-awareness, the positive self-talk, and also a lot of self-care. Remember, self-care is not being selfish. Self-care is being able to find that positive recipe as a way to have a healthy lifestyle emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, financially, and making it your journey. Sometimes people will follow what other people do and don't find that joy. They don't find that passion. That's because it's not their own steps. It's not their own journey. So it's so, so important that you're able to identify your walk in life, which leads me into my next book that just came out, Your Walk in Life, which is more of a workbook that will be interactive with you, the readers. It's so important because I feel so many times if someone is not in therapy themselves or hasn't been exposed to the therapy world, they might not have the knowledge, the tools, or the different exercises to utilize in order to take that walk in life. And that's why my first book, Finding Your Peace Within the Chaos, and now this workbook, I really had these books published because I wanted to bring the therapy world to you, the listeners, to you, the viewers. Even if you don't want to step into a therapist's office, I wanted to be able to start introducing these thoughts, starting to plant these seeds so you can be able to identify things that are going on in your own life, but also in your loved ones' lives, your friends, your coworkers, your children, and be able to start giving different tools. And I'm not asking you to be clinicians and diagnosing whatsoever, because, again, this show does not take the place of therapy and getting professional help. The show is for educational purposes only and for support. So I really want and encourage you, the listeners, to be able to have these different outlets and have these different community supports to be able to encourage, but also for you to advocate for yourself to be the best authentic you for yourself. So again, life after COVID is going to be a new territory for all of us. It's going to be our own unique walk in life. And again, we are going to start working on our sense of self, our foundations in life that have been our pillars before COVID, but now since after COVID, and also really explore them and see what has adjusted, what has evolved, what has morphed, and what has really become something like, maybe this area I really need to work on. Maybe this area needs some more introspection and really being able to dig deeper and deeper to find out what's going on. Thank you so much for writing in this question, and please, you and your family, please keep sending in your questions. I really love hearing from you, the listeners. It's just so incredible that this community is really, really important, and it's really, really kept alive, and I'm just so happy to be back on air. My second question is, dear Insight into Healing, through the years, you speak so much about EMDR and anxiety. I've finally come to a point in my life I'm ready to step forward and make that step to look into having work with an EMDR therapist. Where do I begin? This is such an incredible, incredible question. And congratulations on taking this step. As you know, I'm a really high, high advocate for EMDR. I've been trained in it myself. I've been doing it for about 7 years. And the outcomes are mind-blowing. It's almost a miracle worker, what I've seen with many different clients affected by anxiety, trauma, abuse, addiction, stuck thoughts, OCD, all those different types of things. It's really, really an important tool and therapeutic model that really helps propel the healing process, but also to reprocess those negative cognitions, as I also talk about those negative monologues that sometimes are just running in our minds that we don't address. So I'm really, really excited for you to step forward on this EMDR journey. Number one, I would definitely recommend you find an EMDR therapist that is trained, that's had a long-term training. Sometimes these trainings are just overnight. I would not recommend that. I would find a therapist who's done maybe a 6 month to a year training. You can look on the website emdria.com, that's EMDRIA.com, and find trained therapist, which I think is going to be really, really important for you. And once you find that therapist, it's also making sure you interview those different therapists to find what is the right match for you. And it's an interview process, and I know sometimes that's really hard when you're going through your own issues, and it's sometimes hard to find your voice. But if something doesn't feel right with a therapist or you don't feel the connection, the therapist will not take it personal. So feel free and open to use your voice if it's working or not. And I think once you meet and find that EMDR-trained therapist, you can find out what are the major headlines, as we use that word in EMDR, that are affecting your daily life, daily thoughts that are really hindering your quality of life. And once you see different events or memories that are impacting your quality of life and your thinking, you can work with the EMDR-trained therapist on reprocessing them. And also, there's a really, really great part of EMDR where we do resourcing, which starts before the reprocessing. That is where we resource, we strengthen the positive in your life. We also do the calm, safe place, which is part of resourcing, which I love. We ask you as clients to pick a place where is your happy place, your calm, safe place, not affected by people, places, or things, but somewhere, someplace, it could be real, somewhere you've been to, somewhere you've imagined, somewhere from your past or somewhere you'd like to go, that is just a place where you feel calm, where you'll feel safe. And the therapist will ask you, what is this place? What do you hear? What do you see? What do you smell? What do you feel? What do you taste? And where do you feel that in your body? What is one word that describes this calm, safe place? And then where do you feel that in your body? So the therapist will guide you through and facilitate the work through the resourcing, the calm, happy, safe place. And once you feel very comfortable and strong with being able to access your calm, safe place, the EMDR therapist will then start to move on to reprocessing, and that will be working on different memories, events, stuck thoughts, feelings, beliefs, traumatic events, people, places, things that have really impacted you in a negative way, and also help you identify that negative cognition associated with it, and then you start reprocessing. EMDR therapists can use a light machine, or they can do it manually with their arm. Either way is fine. Children can do EMDR, but 8 years old and below, they cannot use the light machine, so the therapist will use it through their arm manually. Those 8 and over can use the EMDR light machine, and both are really, really incredible. There's also some tapping involved that you can do with that. I've also introduced some really therapeutic music during the calm, safe place, which has really empowered my clients and taken them to just a different level, and it's really, really incredible. And I can't wait to hear. Please send in your questions and let us know also your update when you find your EMDR therapist, but also the type of work that you've been doing with them and what type of results that you have, because I think it's so, so incredible and so powerful, and I just cannot wait to hear about it. Well, let's go to our last question. Dear Insight into Healing, I've seen many times on your Facebook Lives and Instagram Lives, you start to address narcissistic behavior and narcissism. Is this really that prevalent? And how do I know if I have a narcissist in my life? Great, great question. Great question. Yes, I've been covering this so much on my Facebook Lives and my Instagram Lives because you, the listeners, you, the viewers, have really been reaching out to me and really wanting more and more on narcissism and narcissists. So I think it's really important to be able to explore that more in depth. And in the future, I am going to be having more guests on and also really exploring narcissism, the dark triad, and all of that in future shows. But let's start, let me just kind of get on the brink of narcissism and narcissists. It's really important that to be able to have a narcissist in your life, sometimes you can see different attributes or different criteria, but if you yourself are not a clinician, you can't really diagnose a narcissist, but you will know in a way if someone that you're involved with has narcissistic traits, could be a narcissist. And I know I've been hearing a lot of narcissists being thrown a lot. And then, yes, there's people out there that are very selfish and they look out just for themselves, but that doesn't mean they're narcissists. Narcissists have a whole totally different criteria too, other than just being selfish and dominant. It really is more in-depth than that. So I find a lot of times when there's a narcissism in your life, you will find that there's no room for your feelings. You're not allowed to feel your feelings. You don't have a voice. There's not enough room for you or who you are when you're dealing with a narcissist. And narcissists also use so many different tactics to groom, to manipulate, to control, to put down their victims. And I think it's so important to be able to hear and read up. There's so much things now on the internet. So make sure you find really reliable, respectful sources that you read about narcissism and narcissists and the DSM-5 where you can find out what the criteria is. But a lot of times there's love bombing. There's the abandonment. There's the triangulation. And all these different ways are different ways that the narcissist kind of uses and motivates but also manipulates you as the victim to listen to them, to be under their spell. A lot of times the words are that they want you as their kind of source. They want you there so they can always come back to you to have you there for attention, even if it's negative. They want to make sure you're always in that pool of people that, you know, if it runs dry, they're able to have you as backup. A lot of times narcissism will find new and new people, new victims, new source of fuel, as I would say, to kind of feed them so they're able to keep operating the way they're operating. And they will also have many times, you know, I've had a lot of clients who say, you know, why is my ex always keeping me around. They really don't want to see me. They really don't want, you know, anything much to do with me. But if they find that I'm moving on in my life or I've found someone else, they want me back. And I said they want you back in their pool of talent, which is not, you know, not in a positive way, but they want you back in that pool because they want you there so when they have a new pool person coming in, they want each other to start fighting for them because the narcissist really gets a kick out of, gets that adrenaline rush when there had many people fighting for their attention, fighting to want to be with them, fighting to kind of just be the one that's good enough to be with them. And I know a lot of times people are saying, I don't know how I fell for this. I don't know what happened. I'm smarter than this. Narcissists are really, really manipulation, and they're really well planned. The smartest people in the world have been conned and have been victims of narcissists. So don't beat yourself up about it. Don't think, oh, what's wrong with me? I'm not smart enough. They know what they're doing. This is a way of operation. It's really, really important that you know. Sometimes people don't even realize these type of people exist. You couldn't even imagine someone would be this so calculated and so brutal to another human being and have such, you know, lack of respect or remorse that you don't even realize these type of people are real, but they are. So I think it's really important to know, if you want to say, do I have a narcissist in my life, do some really reading on it, really look it up. But I think also I would see yourself go to a trained professional, a therapist, and really speak to them about how this person is impacting you and also get the professional clinical advice from a professional on how to heal, how to set boundaries, because with narcissists you have to set very strict boundaries. They can't be moved back and forth because a narcissist wants you to engage in the back and forth, even if it's negative, even if they get you riled up. That's exactly what they want because now they've got space in your head. Now they've controlled your emotions and they've got you in a frenzy. That's the most important piece. Even if it's negative, they have control of your emotions and they have you on that roller coaster. So I think it's very important if you feel like you have a narcissist in your life, it's important not because there's something wrong with you, but it's important to find and seek professional help to help you heal and help you really set those boundaries and prepare yourself on how to heal, but also how to protect yourself from narcissists. So again, I wanted to say, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. Please keep sending in all your questions. I will let you know either one or two Wednesdays a month I will be airing our shows, some live, some pre-recorded at 8 p.m. here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm so excited. I have such incredible stuff going on. Everyone, keep sending in your questions. Welcome back. And everyone, have a good night, and God bless.